Brian McTavish is here. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm great.
It must be almost weekend time when you're here, which always makes me happy to see you.
I could come in on Monday and talk about the weekend. We could
wouldn't be the same, would it?
Nah, it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
But
We're listening to some Louis Armstrong
we're
there,
we're strutting with some barbecue.
Strutting with some barbecue.
Yeah, with the great trumpeter of yesteryear. That's because, yes, it's the American Royal Barbecue, featuring the American Royal World Series of Barbecue.
It's that time of year again,
plus
isn't it?
Contestants. It's that,
isn't that amazing?
Time of year. They roll around quicker every year.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
Lots of live entertainment, vendors, fireworks on the weekend. All takes place on 20 or more acres at the American Royal Grounds there in the West Bottoms. Something to point out, something we want to make clear, food will indeed be available, how could it not be, to the public for purchase, but through licensed vendors only. And there should be plenty of those to be found at the Barbecue Expo and the food court on the grounds. This is primarily, at least for the 500-plus contestants, it's a barbecue contest, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, in four meat categories.
Now I'm hungry.
Well, you know, I just feel like Homer Simpson. You know, instead of donuts, it's barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can buy the barbecue. It's great barbecue there for sale. But the sampling of contest foods is prohibited unless you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. And even then, you might be technically in violation of a food safety regulation. But look, it's the unequaled, right, Steve? Unequaled opportunity to sniff the incredibly flavorful air down there, which could be construed as a meal in itself.
You spent a lot of time on that line, didn't you? You wrote that line out and practiced it and
everything else. Well, it's kind of funny you say that. I wrote down two or three lines, and the one you heard was not written down. It's just funny how that, where you bring the best out in me. It's a spontaneous barbecue expression. Let's see. Oh, okay. This thing actually gets going today. It's free today. It's basically a load-in for the barbecue folks, the contest people. The real public shindig happens Friday and Saturday. Sure, you got your cooking demos. I mentioned fireworks. There's a petting zoo. And I'm sure they'll have lots of barbecue paraphernalia there. Sunday is free. Weekend is like 10 or 15 bucks. Sunday is also free, and there'll be award ceremonies and such. And parking, there are shuttles from downtown into the grounds.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
You don't remember me, but I remember you. Just not so long ago. Broke my heart in two, tears on my pillow, pain in my heart caused by you.
One of the iconic singers of our times. Listen to that voice.
Now, you didn't write that down first, did you?
No.
No, you're with me on this.
I could have.
Okay, nobody, right, Steve, sings like Aaron Neville.
No, nobody does.
And why is that?
Because they're not Aaron Neville.
No one else can sing.
Yeah, there you go.
Neville. It's that simple and it's that amazing. Aaron Neville, sponsored by Cypress Avenue Live. And
Bill Shapiro, our buddy Bill Shapiro.
KCOR's very own Bill Shapiro. By the way, great interview with Bill.
Great. Did a great job.
Just
thanks.
Yeah. That was a fun show.
Great guy.
The show is 8 o'clock, Friday night. Soul and R&B King, Aaron Neville at the Folly Theater downtown. Boy, he did Tell It Like It Is, his breakthrough ballad in 1966. Of course, he's from the funk-laden dance band, the Neville Brothers from Louisiana Way, with siblings Art, Charles, and Cyril. His brand-new soul-steeped album, My True Story, you're going to hear some stuff off of that Friday at the Folly. He does these great yesteryear R&B doo-wop rock and roll tunes like There You Were, Tears on My Pillow, that was so gorgeous, Under the Boardwalk, This Magic Moment.
Right.
But maybe my favorite Aaron Neville stuff.
Which is,
I love it all, but that stuff he did with Linda Ronstadt some years ago,
said
they did Don't Know Much. They did a duet of that great Sam Cooke tune, and probably the sweetest of all was All My Life, a song written by Carla Bonoff. But their duet, Linda's and Aaron's duet, just goosebumps on goosebumps on goosebumps.
No, I had absolutely no idea that Johnny Winter was still around. Is still around. No idea.
He's scorching.
Yes.
He's still around. Bad. Oh, yeah. Well, he's had his problems. I mean, he had the heroin thing, and he had the depression thing, and he had other things. But.
He's still with us.
He's more than still with us. I think for 10 or 15 years, he was having to perform sitting down for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
He's on his feet now.
Wow.
He's on his feet and standing proud and loud, and boy, can he still play that lickety-split guitar. Johnny Winter.
Man.
With special guest Candy Kane. Blues rock. I mean, this is blues rock, folks.
Yeah.
8:30 Friday night at Knucklehead Saloon. As you were indicating, Johnny's been around a long time. I was fiddling around on the web, and I found something I'd never seen before. A live recording, not a very good one, but a live recording of him backing up Janis Joplin on stage.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And Janis, singing his praises before they played. Great give and take between his signature crazy, amazingly talented guitar style and Joplin's legendary wail. But Johnny Winter, of course, went the blues rock route, and he grew up in Texas with his twin brother, Edgar Winter. Remember Edgar Winter?
I do.
They used to play Edgar Winter's Frankenstein, that instrumental.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to do it with my... But yeah, it was crazy. Every day at high school jukebox. We had a jukebox in high school, believe it or not. That was in 1917. Anyway, Johnny Winter.
Knuckleheads, 8:30.
Amazing.
Friday night.
Yeah. Amazing. Have fun.
Well, I'm crazy about fast cars, football, and guitars. All them old country songs Daddy used to play. I'm crazy about Friday nights, cold beer, and good times. Crazy about a summer day out on the lake.
You always bring a little country to us, don't you? You're a country boy at heart.
Country and me,
little
country
boy.
And
who
you.
Is that?
We come from the country. Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton, Mr. Country, at least he is tonight.
Should I have heard of him? Because I haven't.
Well, here's how you may have heard of him. He's one of the judges on The Voice, that singing reality show on NBC.
Okay.
That's a five-year-old show. He's been on every single season. And I think, these judges, they mentor a certain singer, and they kind of get invested. And his singer of choice has won the last three seasons, so he knows what he's talking about.
And did you know that by the end of this song, his wife leaves him, he runs out of cigarettes, and his dog dies.
Yeah, but he's married to Miranda Lambert, so who cares?
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. It's tonight, so get your weekend started early at the Sprint Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
How do you like them apples, huh?
Yeah. And speaking of...
Well, apples are crazy. I wish we had more time just to do a dissertation on apples. It's crazy. How do you like them apples? Apple of my eye, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Take a bite out of that apple. The folkloric fascination with the red shiny fruit will be fully manifested. How do you like that? Weston Apple Fest celebration. It's Apple Mania from 10 to 4 Saturday, 11 to 5 Sunday in downtown Weston, Missouri. It probably all goes back to Adam and Eve and the forbidden fruit, but there are no forbidden apples this weekend in Weston. And I talked to a gal with the Chamber of Commerce there in Weston, and they actually get the kettle or whatever the heck it is going with the wood fire. Fresh apple cider, fresh apple butter. I mean,
love
by
it.
1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, they cap it, you take it home, and... it's apple heaven, man. I'm telling you what.
So all that stuff going on this weekend.
All that stuff and a lot more going on this weekend.
Great list, Brian McTavish. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'll see you next time.